It's now a great pleasure to present our keynote speaker, Edward Monsky, who is director of the Bureau of Emergency Medical Services for the New York State Department of Health. Ed?
To the worst event this country has ever seen on its soil. Some people compare it to Pearl Harbor. I think it's much worse than that, because it was in a day when it was unthinkable that anything like this could happen. But you lived up to it, and you responded to it with heroism and with compassion for the injured. You are America's unique people today. You're the people who your teachers of the future will point to students and say, these people were heroes in America. You've read the page in the history books. That's how we won't forget you. You're part of history, a sad part of history, but you represent the best that America has. And you continue to do that in the face of additional adversity and terror. Yes, we lost 5,000 people that day, but as you've heard, we saved 25,000 and more. That was the work and the coordinated work of the emergency services in this city and in this state. You did it on that day, and you do it every day. You did it before that day, but with little notice. Sometimes EMS is called a forgotten service. Not to me and not to many Americans. You're not a forgotten service to us. And I hope you never will be again. Newspapers over the last few days are filled with headlines of how the Taliban are being defeated through the efforts of our military and through the efforts of armies. And that now the terrorists and the terrorist nations will know how strong America is because of that military might and these actions. Well, newspapers may be right that the war will be won in that fashion, that armies have to defeat armies, that bullets have to be used against bullets. But the newspapers were wrong when they said that this will defeat terrorism. What defeats terrorism is you and the ordinary people who day to day do their jobs under incredibly adverse conditions, who respond to that and do not cower and run away, who face that and save lives. And that is your job. Emergency medical service personnel save lives every day, and you do that, and I'm sure it's being done right now. Will be done tomorrow. I hope it never has to be done in the fashion that it was on September 11th, but it might be. But you'll face up to it because that's who you are. And you're prepared to do so. Terrorists expected our society to prove itself weak when the terror was brought to our home. It's one thing to read a newspaper about bombs going off in Israel or in another country. It's another to have it happen in your hometown. It raises the level of fear. It strikes panic in the hearts of people. But not here, not in this city, not in this state, not in this country. Because you face your fears, and you do your job, and you prove that on September 11th. You showed the terrorists that the worst they can do would not bring us down, and that we would respond to it with dignity and with courage. We had many friends during these events and following, not just from our state, but from many states around the country. I believe some are here today. And from Canada and other countries who offered their assistance and their help. And that's because EMS is a family. It isn't a family that stops in the city of New York. It reaches out, and it's a family in this country, state to state, and it's a family around the world. Emergency medical services personnel are family across the world. And when this event happened, they all reached out and offered their help. (Clears throat) Commissioner Novello couldn't be here today. She did speak at our conference in Albany, and she's been incredibly busy, as you know. But she asked me to express her thanks for the work you've done and the work you probably will have to continue to do. In her view, it is her proudest moment to be able to say to people that she's the Commissioner of Health in the state of New York. Because of EMS and other health professionals and emergency workers and how you've responded and how, again, you continue to respond with the new biological terrorists that are there. And she wished me to tell you that, and that she is very, very proud to be your commissioner. We stand today a more united nation than we've ever been before, and probably a more united EMS community. In the past, and I'm sure some of it will be in the future, there's been disagreements between sectors within EMS. But in this emergency, there were no disagreements. Everybody worked together. Everybody did what needed to be done. And if we can learn from that and build on our system, we'll improve every day, and we'll be prepared for anything that happens in the future. We are a nation of many colors and faiths. We may be immigrants from every country in the world, but today we're all Americans. Although the recent tragedy gave us much to mourn about, we must not forget that we continue to have much to be grateful for, and that is something the terrorists cannot destroy. We can draw strength and comfort from that spirit of unity and from the compassion that has been expressed by New York, in New York, by our own New Yorkers. Over 300 EMS services from around the state participated and came here to assist you. More than 500 vehicles and 1,500 people. They were more, many, many more. But we and you could not have them all here. So we thank all of those who offered their assistance and all of those who did give their assistance and were here. It is clear more than ever before that no matter what religion or background a person might be, that we must not judge them by their looks, the color of their skin, or the accent of their voices. Instead, let's stand side by side as Americans, as New Yorkers, and share the beauty of ourselves that has been so evident in the past few weeks. New York has become one while the world is watching. We need to remain that way. We need to remain united in a world in which we don't know what will happen tomorrow, but need to be prepared. Our goal is to prevent and limit illness, injury, and loss of life to the greatest extent possible. We can only do that with a strong and united emergency medical services. This crisis has tested and will continue to test the resolve and resilience of New Yorkers and Americans like never before. It's going to test you more than anyone. I don't think there's any worry that you won't fulfill that. You will fulfill that. You'll meet that test. You've proven it on September 11th. You've proved it on many other days when no one knew what you were doing and that you were risking your life or that you were saving lives and helping people. This Thanksgiving, I will give thanks for what I have because I'm an American. And I'm proud of that. But I'll give more thanks as well to be part of an EMS system in the state of New York. And I'll give thanks to you, to the 8 who lost their lives, to those of you who continue in EMS and work with us for the future. So this Thanksgiving, I dedicate to you, to emergency medical services workers, because America owes its thanks to you for what you did and continue to do. Thank you.